Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Ayin Dalet. We are on page 486. Siman Shin Ayin Dalet is Nistam B'Shabbes Pesach Ochalon B'Mokum She'erav Bo. We have been discussing when you have two chatzeros, if there's a connection between them, there's a Pesach, there's a Chalon, that enables them to either make one Eruv together between the two chatzeros or to make individual Eruvin. So Shim Ayin Dalet is going to discuss if that Pesach, that is a separation between them, really a connection between them, if it gets closed up and now there's a full separation, so what happens with the Eruv? So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Eruvu derech chalon o pesach shebineihem. If they made an Eruv, taking advantage of the window or the doorway between them, v'nistam b'Shabbos. And then all of a sudden, on Shabbos, the chalon or the pesach got closed up, mutarim lehishtamesh derech gova hakosa v'chorav. You're allowed to make use through the height of the wall, going over the wall, or through small holes in the wall. You're allowed to still use the eruv that joined the two chatzeros together. So normally to have an eruv between two chatzeros, there has to be a pesach b'neihem. Here you started with the pesach, and then the pesach got closed up. You no longer have a pesach. But since when Shabbos started, you had a pesach, even though it got closed off in the middle of Shabbos, you can still carry between the two chatzeros. You don't have a Pesach anymore, you have to find some little hole or to carry it over the wall. V'afilu an Erev Lashana. Even if you made an Erev for the entire year, v'nistam ha-Pesach b'chol, and then the doorway between them got closed up during the week, v'niftach b'Shabbos, and it reopened in the middle of a Shabbos, the Ramah says, v'afilu stam v'mezid. The Ramah says, even if you closed up the opening during the week, and then it reopened on its own on Shabbos. Chazar ha'eruv lehetero. Zok the Mechaber, the eruv goes back into effect and they can carry freely between the two chatzeros. Ula harambam ein mutter letaltel elo kol achas ba'atzma. The Rambam argues and says it's only mutter to carry in that case, each one individually. Aval mizola zolo. But from one to the other, no. Now let's see the Mishavur, it'll explain everything. Sivkotan aleph. You had an eruv joining together two chatzeros, and there was a chalon or a pesach between them that made them be allowed to join together. V'nistam b'Shabbos of katan alef kigon shenofla ma'polas kenegdo. For example, there was some collapse across on the opening, and that collapse closed up the opening. Still, they're mutarim l'ishtamish of katan biz mezola zo b'Shabbos zo. They're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer on the Shabbos. V'kol shekein kol achas li'atzma demuteres, and certainly each one individually can carry in their chatzer. Af osa she'en ha'erev munachas besocha. Even that chatzer that doesn't have the erev in it. Because again, if two chatzeros join together, the erev is in one of the chatzeros. Now it got closed up. Not only can you join together the two and still carry from one to the other, you can carry in each one individually, even in the chatzer that does not have the eruv in it. Sevkatan gimel. We said in the Mechaber that if the Pesach is closed up, you're obviously not carrying through the Pesach, so you're carrying either over the wall or through some holes. Rotzalomar says in Mishiru and Sevkatan gimel. Afagav de achshav shenistam. Even though now that the opening was closed up, ein ruuyan lehis arev yachad. It's not fitting anymore to make an Erev together. The halo ain bachor and shir chalon. We have a certain measurement that we need for the chalon or for the pesach to count it as an opening. And with these small holes, you don't have the proper measurement. Afilu hachi lo nisbatel ha'erev al Shabbos. Still, the Erev is not nullified for the Shabbos. The kevon shehuter b'tchilas ha'Shabbos hutter l'chol ha'Shabbos. Once Shabbos came in and the Erev was in place and Erev was good, everything was mutter, even though now you lost the Pesach between them, the Erev still retains its heter and you can carry freely between the two chatzeros. That was case number one of the Mechaber. Case number two of the Mechaber was that you made an Erev for the whole year, like we do. You put a box of matzah for the whole year. And then it got closed up during the week. The Ramah said, even if you close it up on purpose during the week, it reopened in the middle of a random Shabbos. The Mechaber said, you can continue when it opens up and use that Erev. Says the Mishabruah, Sekot and Dalet, Rotzalomar, lo mi boya im niftach kodem haShabbos. Needless to say, if the Pesach reopened before Shabbos, bevadai havi Erev, for sure that's a good Erev. The ha-be'ez kenisas haShabbos, Because at the time when Shabbos came in, there was an opening between the two chatzeros. Of course it's fine. The chiddush here is, when Shabbos came in, there was no Pesach b'nehem. In the middle of Shabbos, somehow it opened up. Still it's going to be fine. Mikom makom still. Kevan shebe'ez hanocha se'eriv. Since at the time of the placement of the original Erev Sheniach Lekame Shabbosos, that you placed for many Shabbosos, O Lashon, or for a year, Hoya Pesach Mizol Azov V'chal HaErev, since at that time when you placed the Erev, there was a Pesach between the two Chatzeros and the Erev was Chal, Lochein, therefore, Afshe B'Shabbos Acheres Hoya Sosum B'tchilas HaShabbos, even though by a later Shabbos the hole was closed up, when Shabbos started, v'lo haya oz ha'erev mo l'klum, and at that point the erev was not very helpful. Mikom makom lo nizbatel. Still, the erev is not batel. Umiyache niftach chazer ha'erev l'teir harishon. Since the erev was made in the beginning of the year or Pesach time for the whole year, even though when Shabbos started the erev wasn't in effect, but the erev was made for long term, and therefore if the hole opens up between them, the erev gets reinstated and you're good to go. You can carry between the two chatzeros, even though when Shabbos started you were not able to. Sekotan hey, this is the added chiddush of the Ramah, which we'll see is not so pashut. The Ramah says this is true even if during the week you closed up the hole between the chatzeros on purpose. Still, if it reopens on Shabbos, the Ramah says it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura, afilu stama b'meizet haynu b'kavona, with intent. V'dayu shano d'mogen Avram v'kam achronim tzidido le'asar bazek ishachazin etu b'Shabbos. This Ramah is not postured to Magen Avraham, and various other Achronim lean to say that it's usher in this case, even if it goes back and reopens on Shabbos. Why? Since you went ahead and closed up the doorway between the two chatzeros on purpose, you were as if you nullified the Erev with your bare hands. By closing up the Pesach, you are revealing your thoughts that you don't want this Erev. The imkain, and if so, kevan shebein hashmasha shuzman chalos ha'erev, since that bein hashmasha is of this Shabbos, which is a time when the erev is chal, hoya adayin sasim, it was still closed up, lo mahanike sheniftach achakal b'Shabbos gufa. These achronim say it's not going to help you when it reopens on Shabbos. You are mevatel it, it's done. Ve'ein lahokel kishestamo b'mezid elo kishniftach chodim ha'Shabbos. They say you can only be lenient if you close it up, b'yadayim b'mezid, if it reopens before Shabbos. Da'oz amrin, and then we say, afshin is batel mikara, even though it was nullified originally during the week, kevan shechazer v'niftach, since it reopened before Shabbos, harei alko panam, at the very least, Haim shutofim bepashal eruv, they're considered partners on the bread of the eruv. Ubein hashmashos shuzman kniyas eruv, in the time of ben hashmashos, which is when the eruv takes effect. Harei yesh pesel b'nehem l'maisa, there is a pesel b'nehem. Sheroi la'orev, which is fit for an eruv, and therefore it's going to get reinstated. So even those who are machmir, it's only machmir if it got reinstated during Shabbos. So then, if you were mevatla b'mezer before, it's no good. But if you were mevatla b'mezer before during the week, and then it reopened before Shabbos, then even they will be lenient and say it's okay. The ayin beber halacha should be ano shekain roy lino glamaisa. And if you look in the beber halacha, which we'll do shortly, we explain that that is how one should be noig glamaisa. That if he did it on purpose to close it up, and it opens in the middle of Shabbos, not to use that eruv. Ochein, however, in be'esh stamo haya b'dayto rak lefi sha'a. If when you closed it up and mazed it, you only had in mind to do it for a short amount of time, the achakach lachzor lepaslo, your intent was to reopen it. So mistabru de mutter afkash chazan etu b'Shabbos. Then you, if you forgot to open it or whatever happened, then it makes sense to say that if it reopens on Shabbos, it's mutter. Because the whole idea was you didn't nullify it permanently. You plan on reopening it. So it wasn't a nullification of the Erev. Memela, in that case, if it opens on Shabbos, it would be okay. And finally, the Mishabura says, as if katan vav, the Rambam said, the Mechaber at least brought the Rambam that says, Ein mutter l'taltel elo kol achas le'asmo. It only works for each chatzar alone, not to join them together. What exactly is the Rambam going on? So says the Chavos Chaim, koi areish asif. The Rambam over here is not going back to the case where it got closed up during the week and it reopened on Shabbos. He's going back on the first case, where you made an Erev by means of a chalon or a pesah b'neyem, and it got closed up in the middle of Shabbos, you can continue from the original heter. That's the Mechaber said. On that, the Rambam is arguing Koya Reish Asif Heichosh and Nistama Pesel B'Shabbos, where their doorway got closed up in the middle of Shabbos. Dilidea Harishona Mutter Lishamish Mizolo Zodera Chorim. The Mechaber told us in the first sheet that you're allowed to carry back and forth between the two chaseros through different holes. Ulididea, according to him, the Rambam, Eino Mutter Elo Kochotzer L'Atzma. You can't carry between Chotzer L'Chotzer. You can only carry in each Chotzer individually. The Harabusahu, the Chiddush is, Da Filu Osa Chotzer Sheina Erev Munah Pesocha Muteres, even the Erev, even the Chotzer that doesn't have the Erev in it, can freely carry in their Chotzer. So that's where the Chiddush is, Lefi the Rambam. Each one can carry individually, Pashat, the one that has the Erev, but even the one without the Erev. But not so far to say that they can carry back and forth between the two Chotzeros, like the first Shita said. Umikomakom, Im Chotzer V'Niftach. But still, if it goes back and opens again, since when Shabbos started, you can carry between the two chatzeros. Now it got closed up in the middle of Shabbos. According to the Rambam, you can't carry between the chatzeros, only in each chatzer individually. But if it gets reopened the same Shabbos, then you can carry freely again between the two chatzeros, even if the Rambam. Ul'inyan halacha ho'ikir kisvara harishona kenkasu achronim lachronim, right? That halacha, the Iker Shita is the first Shita that is more lenient than the Rambam, that even when the hole is closed up, you can still carry between the two chaseros. I'd like to point out two interesting bir halachos, and then we will close. The first one is the first bir halacha on the Siman 486 on the top, V'nistam b'Shabbos, Avol, im nistam mibodyom. The Mechaber told us in the first case, you had a regular Pesah between two chaseros and Erev, everything was good, you can carry between the chaseros. It got closed up in the middle of Shabbos, you can continue using the Erev between the chaseros, everything's good. Says the Bir Halacha, Aval Nistam Bibodyom. But if the doorway got closed up, not on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, so Afilu Chozer V'Nifta B'Shabbos Asurin. Even if it goes back and reopens on Shabbos, it's Asur. Lefi Shadayin Lo Konu Erev Me'olam. Because this Erev never took effect, because by the time Shabbos started, there was a separation between the Chatzeros. Shekinias Erev Hu Ben Hashmashos. The time of the Kinyan of the Erev is during Ben Hashmashos. V'kan Lohaya Erev Ben Hashmashos. There was no Erev Ben Hashmashos now. Kevan Shapasa Sasim, since the opening was closed. V'afilum Erevu Kfar Lifnei Shabbos Sha'ovra. And even if they made an Erev before the previous Shabbos, L'Shabbos Achas, for one Shabbos, Va'oso Erev Nishra Dain Kaima, that Erev is still in place. Ein Yechol and Lismoch Allah B'Shabbos Zov. They can't rely on it for this Shabbos. Achar Shenitach HaPesach, after the Pesach opens. Ho Lukfar Nisbatel Mibodyom Kishenistam. Since the Erev was bottled from before Shabbos when it got closed up, the Eino Chozer V'Neir Mishatechshach, it doesn't reawaken when Shabbos has started already. The Erev L'Shana Shani, the case of the Mechaber afterwards, and he made an Erev for long term, for a whole year, that's different. Shema'orev Mitzchila Al Kol HaShabbosos, there you are Ma'arev for all the Shabbosos. The Kona Ha'erev B'Shabbos Rishona, the Erev took effect the first Shabbos, Shaya Pesach Pasua, because the door was open. V'lochein, therefore over there, Afilu Em Achar Gat Nisna Pesach, you know, it got closed up. V'niftach B'Shabbos and reopened on Shabbos Acheres, Afilu B'Sav HaShana Chozer Erev V'Neir, there you made the Erev for long term. That's why they closed up during the week, reopened during a random Shabbos. The Erev still takes effect because that was the plan of the original Erev. One more partial bir halacha. We'll do the bottom one on the page. This is case number two of the Mechaber. You had an Erev joining together two chatzeros for a year, and then in the middle of 1 week during the chol, it got closed up and it reopens on a Shabbos. Then you can start using it again on that Shabbos. Says the Bir Halacha, V'nira dehu adin kishin is batel ha'eruvei chatzeros ha'idei siba acheres. Zok the Bir Halacha, we can extend this. The Mechaber is discussing over here where the Pesah Beinem got closed up and then reopened. But says the Bir Halacha, same idea if there was another problem that happened during the week and it got fixed up, surprised on Shabbos, you also could reawaken the Erev. And what's that example? Hu adin kishin is batel ha'iruvei chatzeros ha'idei siba acheres for a different reason. Keep going, for example. You have a tzuras apesach that was being machshir your mavui that got ruined during the week. Your air is no good. The tzuras apesach is down, so you no longer have an eruv. As Shabbos is coming in, kimavur besimin shin samachay besofo. Im chozer v'nitkan atzuras apesach b'Shabbos ayde akum v'kadome. If the tzuras apesach got fixed up on Shabbos through a goy or through some other means, Even though when Shabbos started, it was totally open, there was no Tzoros HaPesach, Mikoma comes still. When it goes back and gets fixed on Shabbos, the Eruv gets reinstated. Since the Eruv was made for the whole year, even though during the week there was a problem with the Tzoros HaPesach of the Mavui, now that it got fixed on Shabbos, so it gets reinstated and everything's going to be fine. Now, of course, it's Pashut. It's a Shiloh. You're allowed to ask a guy to fix a Tzoros HaPesach on Shabbos. That's discussed in other places. But we're talking about over here, simply, if the guy goes ahead and fixes it, he sees a problem, he fixes it. So does that reinstate it? So the Be'er Halacha says, L'chora, the same way if the Pesach was closed before Shabbos and it got opened on Shabbos, it gets reinstated. Same thing if your Tzoros HaPesach is down, it gets fixed on Shabbos, it also would get reinstated. The after Yesh L'chalik Tzas. And even though there is room to mechali between these two cases, that it's a little bit of a jump, the evsher the nifrats hamechitzos garet fei. Maybe when the tzoros haPesach is down, you no longer have walls around your chutzner. Maybe that's worse. V'lo yoel bazem asher lo kol hashana. The fact that you made an error for the whole year, the ma'isa, your walls are ruined now. Maybe that's worse. If Shabbos started with your walls are ruined, it's not just that the Pesach got closed up. The Pesach got closed up, the Erev is still good on both sides, so now it reopens, so we're going to say it's going to be good together again. But Meich Tesi, if your wall is down before Shabbos starts, you have no walls. Now the wall gets fixed, Meich Tesi, that would get reinstated on Shabbos. The Erev was totally butthole before. Mikomokom b'shas avchak yesh lochel gam azeh. So Zotel Chavetz Chaim, even though there is room to him mechalek, l'maisa in a pressing situation, one can be lenient. V'chein ra'isi b'nishmas adam klal ayin bei shemekil bazeh. So interesting, in the case that he's discussing, Tzoros HaPesach is down before Shabbos, and it gets fixed on Shabbos. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying that Shas Adchak, you can rely on that fixing on Shabbos, since the air was made for a whole year, based on the Pesach of the Mechaber over here in Sif Aleph. We'll stop here and continue next time, Ritz Hashem, with Sif Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.